Okay.
So we're holding Tali Dalim and Aleph. Most of like a little more than halfway down. The Chen Yishalach Adon, where it says in the crossing Yishai, hey, the first Yishai Yud, I mean, first Yishai Yud. So Pasuk says the Chen Yishalach Adon, Hashem Tzvakos, Hashem is going to send the Mashmonav, Mashmenav, and his fat rosin, hunger. My Mashmen of Rosin, what is that pasuk? What's that pasuk referring to? Amar Chizkiyah, I'm sorry, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem said, Yavei Chizkiyah, let Chizkiyah come, Sheyesh Lo Shmoyna Shemois, we can see Chizkiyah had eight names, V'yifrim is Sancheirev, Sheyesh Lo Shmoyna Shemois. He will pay back Sancheirev, who also has eight names. And so, Mashmein Razin means in his fat stuff, in his huge army, Hashem is going to wipe it out. That's how you touch the pasuk with her. So what are the eight names of Chizkiyah? Chizkiyah, the Ksiv, says the pasuk says, Ki yeled yula lanu, a child was born to us, Veini telanu, Vatia Mishra'al Shichmai, Veikr Shmai, his name was, so these are the names, Pela, Yoyitz, Kel, Gibar, Avin, Ad, Sar Shalom. That's a total of eight names. So there's the names of other names of Chizkiyah. We'll see how exactly the name of Chizkiyah fits in with these eight names. I mean, his name Chizkiyah, or his name is Peliyahid, etc. In fact, Gemara, the next question, make it Chizkiyah. So his name was Chizkiyah, so why don't we... Well, she had nine names, the Chayro. So ever the Gemara, Shechazkei Kam. Hashem gave him the shtarkai after he got sick, and Hashem healed him. That's where his name, he got his name of Chizkiyah. So his name is really, his name beforehand really wasn't Chizkiyah then. I don't know, whatever, one of these names. And then after he got better, it's called Chizkiyah.
I think our friends misinterpret that pasuk to think of their son of
yeah?
Prince of Peace.
That's where they get their yashka. They make that pasuk and misinterpret it. Okay, so now you know it's going about Chizkiyah. Where does the name Chizkiyah come from? He was mechazik Yisrael to their fathers in Shemayim. Which we're going to see, he made everyone do tshuva and everyone was learning, etc. Okay. So Vayitzen the Gemara. So far, those were the eight names of Chizkiyah. And we also answered that, why was he called Chizkiyah also? Sancheirev, where do you see the eight names of Sancheirev? Ziksiv, Tagelas Plaser, I think that's going to be counted as one. Yeah, Rashi, that's one. Talnasser is two. Shalmasser is three. Pul, four. Sargon is five. Asnapper, Rabba of Akira. Those are another three more names. Five and three is going to be eight. So these are funny sounding names, but these are the other names of Sancheirev. Frak the Gemara of Ika Sancheirev. What happened to his actual name that we call Sancheirev? The Gemara says he's only called Sancheirev Shasichasi Riv. His talk alone was fighting. Which means that anytime he talked, people were scared of him or. Give me a second here. Let's see. Right, so Masha says over here, we talked to them in Lashon Yehudis, that his game plan was to try to get the Yidden to make not listen to Chizkiyah, like we'll see in a minute. So overthrow him. So he tried sweet talking them in their foreign language. Not to listen to Chizkiyah, that's why they call him Shetichasei Riv. His talk alone was talking to make a fight with Chizkiyah. Davracher, another name for why does he get the name Sancheirev? Shesach v'nicher dvarim klapi mayla. Sach is like talking, nicher is like, I guess, less than a snorting, or he said things against Hashem. He was kaifer, we'll see in a minute in the bottom of the Amid, what exactly he said against Hashem. But basically, he was a kaifer. That's why he earned his name Sancheiriv from that. Okay. So Dr. Moraviter Amar Rabbi Yechanan Minei Mazdach Oysi Rasha the Kroisoi Asnapir Rabbi Yekira. Why was his Rasha Sancheiriv Zoich to have such a fancy name of the great Rabbi Yekira and Yakers, I guess the Chashiv. Not sure how you type a snapper, but it seems to be that it's a Chashiv name. Like the great, any name you want to give the guy.
Article says a snapper.
A snapper. Okay. You'd like to be called a snapper? Yeah, I hear. So, why Taka did he have these names? The Gemara says, they shall a steeper begnusisha artistral. He did not talk bad about the land of Eretz Yisrael. Because why? Because when he came, he came from Ashur, and he came down to the Aseret Shvatim. So he told them, Shenemar ad boi v'lakachti etzchem el Eretz ka'artzchem. I'll take you to a land like your land. It means he could have said, I'll take you to a better land. He said a land like your land, because he knew Eretz Yisrael was a good land. And he told them, I'll exile you off to another land of equal status. So Rav Shmuel, the machlok is Rav Shmuel. Chad amar melech pikeach hayom. One says he was a melech pikeach. This Sancheir was a smart king. Chad amar melech tipish hayom. He was a tip. He was silly. The man amar melech pikeach hayom. The feed man amar says he was a pikeach. Iyam mina luhu avifin laraychu. If he would tell, he comes to Lacy to attack the Aseret Shvatim. He says, you know, if you guys, you listen to me and you give up, I'll take you to land, what's he going to say here, better than your land. So he would tell him, Mechlisi, you're a liar. How do you know it's better than our land? He said, a guy could always read the chayim, I'll do something better for you. But you're not going to believe someone that says, you know, I'll give you $1 million. You believe the guy? No. The same thing over here. He tells you, be great land, I'll give you a better land. Therefore, he couldn't say.
What he's saying is, let's not even fight, let's just go peacefully.
Right. So, back here, so if he says it's better, they're going to say, Amr Kama Shakras. The people are going to say, he's against the Shakran. Therefore, he was smart by saying, at least it'll be equivalent. The man number holds that he was a mouth tibish. M.K. Mayrabutza. Like, why would they leave? If I say, you have a big house here, and you moved out there, I also think you have a big house. So what's the grace of godless? Therefore, he's a tippish. Okay. So, Lahecha Agli Lahu. Where exactly did he send these Aseret Shvatim? So, Marzucha Amar Lafriki.
What would happen if he was a
tippish?
One second. He's a tippish because he should, when I tell you you want to move from one place to another place and it's both the same, why would a guy bother?
According to this thing, if you should have told him a better land?
Well, if you told him a better land, he would have been maybe a lot, he may have said, like, they don't believe you, but saying we're going to give you the same exact thing, no clunch. Why would a guy want to move? I have something that this size here and that size here are the same kayak of the land.
He couldn't say better. It's the beach, or what's the incentive?
Taxes.
But he didn't have a choice then. He couldn't say a better land. He'd be a liar. He couldn't say a worse land.
Maybe he didn't have to say that. I hear what you're saying.
What happened at the end? He got to use the Galilee.
Right, he was in the Galilee.
Through fighting, or did they listen?
I think they listened to him. Seems to me that, I don't think it was a fight. They listened?
What was it? He had a gun. Well, they listened to him, right? So, if Lamafreya...
Lamafreya what? What do you want?
Whatever he says, a
chacham. They know he's a chacham because of that. They listened to him.
Yes,
besides the one in Yerushalayim. Right.
How do you take steps forward in Kenmah?
Him king, well, you my say, what's the big deal? Like, what's the incentive? Okay, Where was he going with these? Asaras Shvatim. Mazuchamar Lafriki, somewhere out in Africa. And Chanin Amar Lahari Slug. Any taichin what Hari Slug is there? Anyone?
Mountain
of Slug. Okay, very good. Anyone have any idea what that is? What?
Why would you have to be on them,
Yes. Okay. Thank you.
Where is that?
I don't know where it is. I'm saying.
No, the doctor knows where it is. But I'm not allowed to
tell. Okay. Abba Yisrael, Mashenka, on the other hand, the Yidin, Sipru Begnusi Shalat Yisrael. They spoke about the Gnus, or they spoke bad about Eretz Yisrael. Because why? Kimatu Sois, when he was with Galilee, and they came to this city, this place called Sois, Amri Shaviki Aaron. They said, since the city was called Sois, they said, this is like our land. Kimatu Almin, when they came to this place called Almin, Amruk Almin, they said, this is like the Beit HaMikdash. Yishalayim, as they're called Beit Almin. Kimatu Sois Trei, when they came to this city called Sois Trei, Amri Echad Trei, they said, one portion of this land is better than two portions of the land in Eretz Yisrael. So in other words, they weren't too happy about Eretz Yisrael. When they got there, they were like pumping it up, so to speak. Let's see Rashi's over here. The top of the left column. Hel Yoyitz Kel Gibor Aviyat Tzar Shalim. Shechizik Yisrael Ha'iskim B'Torah K'dekamon. Who's Mechazik Ol Yidin to learn Torah. Hagalas Pelaser Shem Echadu. It's one name. Diksiv V'mei Pekach Ben Remayo Vot Hagalas Pelaser Malach Asher. His king of Asher came. Asnaper Chad Rab Chad Yikir Chad. So, three different names. Klapi Maloch, K'dekamon, Shechir Vaidei Maloch. He was Mechar of Hashem through Maloch. El Eretz Ka'aretzchem, Le'omer Mutavis Ka'aretzchem. He didn't say, better than your land. Kama Shaka Shreina, Ain Eretz Mula Himena. There's no land that's better. L'chein Le'omer Mutavis Ma'aretzchem. Therefore, he didn't say, that's better than your land. Where did Sancheirv send the 10 Shvatim? Iksiv, Vayan, Vayanachim, Bechelach, Vechavur, Nahar, Goizin, Vari Madai. Hi, Neois, and Mekaimus. Where were these lands? Yes?
For us, it's the best land because Hashem said where we should be. But, if you look at how prosperous it is as far as the land itself goes for other people, it's a huge swath of them in the desert, there's not really.
So, is he saying then what?
So, it's the best land for us, but, as far as how good of a land it is for growing crops or whatever, there's a lot of other lands that are much better.
Well, I hear. Hey, Mike says, why is everyone fighting over it then? Nowadays. Tiny little thing, and the whole Middle East and the whole world is draining on that one little 2x2, right? What are the Arabs give our Ruchnias? Some sort of mila, some sort of something there that.
They want it
because
we want it.
That's stuck. I don't know.
There are two answers to that. One is Derech Teva, one is Derech Emes, which is Derech Teva climatic patterns change. In areas which were fertile and blooming, turn into areas which are deserts, and vice versa. And so it's very clear from the writers of the time going back to really as recently as ancient Rome that the fertility of Palestine was quite high and quite beautiful. The Emesis.
But there was still a lot of desert. There was still Midbar there.
When you look through. No,
Chevron was still. One says Chevron was all rocky and stuff, and it was still better.
Yeah, it was 7 times better than Midbar, right. Which is the
Spitz and Mitzrayim, right?
When it's referred to as rocky, that's in comparison with the rest of Eretz Israel. Rosh is explicit, but it also goes back to. The other thing is, it's explicit in the Ramban that at that point where Israel is not inhabited by the Jews, it goes into Derech Hanes, a midbar, which is
And when you have the accounts like Mark Twain's and others of this Corbin, the Ramban's account of Yerushalayim when he came to it, things like that, this is part of the Techachas of the Chukasai. That at that point we're during exile.
What?
What do you say? The implications of the Parsha of the Chukasai. That this is, you know, that when Kali Israel is in exile, when he was in exile. So
okay.
It's like a Corbin.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, thank you. Okay. Middle Rashi's here. Ali Shol King Gnus Sancheirev when Sancheirev was Megal and Super Gnus Shlar Yisrael spoke about the bad of Eretz Yisrael. He matzalais and makam shishmoi sois and he came to this place called sois. Amu Shavi La'arin. This land zaysar it's Shavi La'artzenu. It's like our land. Shabod makam shishmoi almin amu ki almin zem makam shavi shulaim shnikus beis elamin. Shabod makam shishmoi sois trei amu achatrein. Klamer zay yafa. Pishnai kimikamenu. Valshem kach nikru koisim kaimis kach. Defu. Valshem kach nikru koisim kaimis kach. Which means, that, I think Rashi is trying to tell you, they named it, they named Sois, they came to the place and they named it Sois because they said that, Shavi Kiyarin. I don't think the city was named before they came. I think that's what Rashi is trying to tell you. Okay, Zaktu Marvaitin. Vitachas Kvaidai, under his Kvaid, Kvayd al-Khayr means, we'll see what Kvayd means here. Yikad Yikoyd Ki Kodesh. So it was burst like a burning of a fire. This is referring to all the whole army of Sancheirev was burnt. The Gemara is going to present the Machloikis here in the next couple lines. How did they get burnt? Did their whole body get burned and their clothing remained intact? Or you say like another of these type of dying, just they went through inside their goof, inside their insides got burned, like in a shama or whatever you want to say, but the goof remained intact and the clothing also remained intact. So let's see the Gemara. Amr Bechan, Tachas Kvoidai, under the clothing, Veloi Kvoidai Mamish, but the clothing himself did not get burned.
This is after the
Tenshvat Shavuot Gola. Yeah, he's Megalot Tenshvat, and he's sieging around Yerushalayim, Erev Pesach. He says, you know what, let's wait another night, let's give it a night, a day, we're tired, we'll see the Gemara in Sadihei. And everyone goes to sleep that night, and only, I think, five people, or I think we're going to say exactly who lived. And the whole army is...
I understand, but this is after the Shvatim, they listened to him and just went?
They were forced, yeah, like, they left.
So the siege was... Oh, I don't get it. The siege...
He had this huge army, right? Coming down from the north, I think we're going to say.
And tell Ten Shvatim, listen... There's a better place there, it's either, whatever, it doesn't matter.
I would get out.
Yeah, and the Ten Shvatim said, fine, we'll go, next. But it's still sitting seeds
around
Yerushalayim.
They pull up to Yerushalayim, yeah.
Why is it, why? Yehuda, they're still...
Yes.
What burns the clothing of
food? The clothing did not burn. Their bodies burned.
Whose bodies?
The army. Marines, and everybody. Right. Okay. So, back in the Gemara here. He had the Rabbi Yechon Karl, the Mani Mechadusi. He called his clothing things that had given COVID. Rabbi Lazar Emer, he says another shot. Takas Kvoidei Mamish. Which means, inside the goof. Kisrevis Bnei Aaron. Just like the Sreif of Bnei Aaron. Malo, and Sreif is the Shama of the Guf Kayim. The Shama got burned and the Guf was alive. Avkan, Sreif is the Shama of the Guf Kayim. Okay. Just interesting, I was learning with the Hensfield boy on Shabbos, Hirsch Hensfield. He tells me that he was taking a history course this semester and they were reading about this Assyrian Empire and they say it just miraculously disappeared. So the book doesn't say why. Right over here in the Gemara, they just died out, and that was the end of the, more or less.
Hans Zinsser in his book, Rationalized History.
Who?
Hans Zinsser, one of the great microbiologists, wanted to make the case that it was a plague of typhus,
doesn't really say.
The comparison that the comparison the Gemara is making, the Maisimet of the view and an Assyrian army is
no, all these things. We're trying to tell you here that the goof was kind. So here also, you want to know how they have a neshama? We're trying to say, when do you find a similar misa? We find them in another view. Are these people on another view level? For sure not.
Again, in terms of, flip side, it's still, I find, one of the most...
Okay.
One of the things I have a hard time understanding is Caleb.
I don't understand. Okay, he's asking more about it there. We learned in the Vaisa in name of Shuman Karcha. Taroi, Shechir Batmoi, he himself was Macharav, he was like a Kaifer. Nifra Kadish Barcha, Menom Atmoi. Hashem took care of him by himself. Now, Rashi says over here, it wasn't such a busha. Since Taroi was Mecharif Hashem by himself without a Shliach, and then so may Hashem took care of him by himself, and by when a big person gives you punishment is less of a busha than a little kid comes and gives you a punishment and smacks you up or beats you up, that's much more of a busha. So since I guess it's not, I'm not sure why it's not such a gnai by some of being Mecharif Hashem as opposed to some being Mecharif through a Shliach. I'm trying to get a what
I'm not even
gorgeous
enough to talk to you myself.
She's saying that's the design. If I'm giving you credence by talking to you, acknowledging you. And said, hey, we'll see who's the shliach.
He's got a complaint against IBM, and instead of the chairman, the chairman's come down and speaks to you about one thing. But if he sends his secretary, has to tell you to go away. Uh-huh.
Okay. Sancheirev, I think the Gemara, Shechirev Aydei Shliach. He was Mecharev, cursed through a Shliach. Nifra Kashmarachu Mimenu Aydei Shliach. Hashem paid him back through a Shliach. Let's just see Rashi over here in Amanal.
Shliach Lamalach?
Shliach Lamalach, yes.
Rashi says Tab Amalach.
Who? Where?
Tab of.
Rashi, look at.
Kama Shechirev Aydei Malach. Tab of Tab Amalach. Tab here.
Up here, clapping malach, right? Shechira de malach, right?
Moshe shliach.
Shliach and malach is the same. Malach and shluch, aren't they? They're all one and the same.
So
Kurt Brooks
says,
"Loi Hagada."
Who? Loi
Hagada?
Yeah.
I'm going to
do Loi Hagada. Malach de shliach, right? It was a Mila. It was a Chesar. I'm going to do it myself, right? Now, according to this,
it's not a stira. Like I was saying, that Hashem took care of himself. You hear the Gemara telling you that since Paro is Mechar himself, Hashem took care of him himself.
What I'm just saying is that it seems like when I use not myself, but I let other little tidbits do it, it's
right.
A design for you more, right? If I have to come out and do it, okay, at least I have to be the one. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So what's
in the Haggadah we're saying that Hashem did it. So you have an issue. We shouldn't even mention that in Haggadah. You know, you want to change that?
I'm just saying that most people in this room look at it as a
bigger mila that Hashem does it.
We're saying it now as a
chesaron. Chesaron legavi par. Okay. Fine.
Who says shliach is a malach?
Who says?
You say neither the lawyer nor the shliach, but the malach. The shliach and malach are two different things.
Right, and I'm asking. I agree with you. It's two different things. But still, Hashem is the one that did it. Okay, let's see Rashi and I'm an Aleph. Tachas talking asino and tachas kvoidei like kvoidei mamish. The kvoidei mamish mashman b'sorai his flesh v'gufai. Now tachas kvoidei mashman tachas agufa abasa. Kloimar neshama shebesleich haguf, the neshama inside the guf. Vashdam artachas kvoidoi vloi kvoidei mamish. Neshama shebesleich haguf. It wasn't neshama. Ela hakvoidei hainu begadav, his clothing. Tachas begdei in this before. Under their clothing, they got burnt. Kihah the Rabbi Eichlan, the Chalat Guf Nisrif Tachas Begdeim, all their guf got burnt underneath their begotten. Like I've seen Tachas Kfoidei, like Tachas Kfoidei Mamish, Mashin and Kron after was that. I Tachas Kfoidei, like Tachas Kfoidei Mamish, Mehecha Tevi Lei. Hashi Dar Shabamom. Darsh, okay, whatever. Tachas Kfoidei Mamish, Tachas Gufei Mamish. Under the guf, Shehag Guf Kaim, the guf is around, and the Shama and the Srefis, and the Shama got burnt. Batmai, who Atma himself, Loyad Ishliach, Loyad Bazi, Bizi Kolkach. It wasn't such a bush of him. Lukakash Baruch, it wasn't such a bizarre that what he did. It's a bizarre, but not on that level. Lukakash Baruch, Kumoy came in from Menu Batmai. Hashem paid him back himself, Loyad Ishliach Kolkach. He did not get, it wasn't such a bush of him. Ain't Loyad Ishliach Men, a Godlin Ishliach Men, a Kotan. There's no difference of Ishliach Men, I'm saying that it's not it's a total difference of someone that gets mevuish from a gadol to someone that's mevuish from a katan. Ad the shliach, haine bizi yoyser, it's a bigger design. After Kadosh Baruch Hu nifrei the shliach, v'nisbayis yoyser, he got embarrassed more. The Marsham, he handles that business of a lady ma'afle shliach. It's a little lengthy piece if you have some time. I'm not sure you can. Ayin Shem. So now the Gemara wants to prove from the Pesukim now that Pare how what he did and how he got punished. Pare diksiv be mi Hashem Hashem Mekaylei. Who is Hashem that should listen to him? Nifra Hashem Baruch Menu Baatzmai. Hashem paid him back by himself. Diksiv be inar Hashem is Mitzrayim Sechayam. Hashem himself mixed the Mitzrayim inside the Yam. Uksiv derachta b'yom susecha. You trampled in the yam your susim. Right, he was kaifer.
And therefore Hashem took care of him, gave him
the No, Hashem beat him up by himself. Hashem gave the punishment by himself, mixing and stirring the yam stuff.
I thought that's a bigger
covet to be punished by Hashem than by a mala. Right, but it's also bigger. He denied it. In his faith. It's worse. But it's more of a covet, but it's worse punishment. I don't know. I'm trying to
figure it out. He denied Hashem existence.
So, I'm not sure what you're asking. Yeah. Right. So since he didn't do through shliach, so Hashem himself took care of him. It's a bad punishment either way. It's nothing to do with punishment. It's mechubi. He guy's dying. He lost his whole nation. He's gone. But it is some sort of element of coven more that Hashem himself takes. It's both. It could be a little of each.
Because he did a good thing by Shechir.
It's not a good thing. It's not a good thing that I don't know God, I don't care about you and blankety blank, right? Is that good? No. But he's got to get punished.
He sinned directly by Shechir Ba'atmo.
Right.
For that Hashem rewards him.
It's not a reward. There's no reward over here. There's a reward. It's better that Hashem took care of him. There's a certain when if someone else is watching. Let's say someone watches. This guy is a big, huge, 6'6" guy, and a little kid comes and beats him up. So that is that a design for the guy?
I understand that part, but so here at the Atmo, sounds like it's worse than here at the Lacherim.
No,
I don't know. That's what I'm trying to say. I'm trying to understand that part.
You have back. You have something to.
There's actually it's explicit among the books that Rabbi Margaret mostly says he doesn't learn from that. There's a concept in that which is very much applicable. It's called an absolute number, which is that if you view the number scale like an oddash, then -3 and +3 have the same value. That you have an excess of zero and then you go back up.
Go
that the greater the riches. The greater the mirror, the greater the amount of energy which is Nazara, and hence the greater the response. And that which is at the level of the Banishlam is replied to at the level of Banishlam. That which is at the level of a Shmutz is replied to as a Shmutz.
I understand that part.
Let's go a little bit here. Drachta v'yam susecha. So, Sancheir diksiv v'yan malachechom charafta Hashem. Through your malachim messengers, you were mecharaf Hashem. So nifre kadosh baruch hu meno adi shliach. Hashem paid him back through shliach diksiv. Vayesi malach Hashem, malach Hashem came out. Vayach v'machna Ashur. 185,000. Okay, Reb Chanina bar Papa Rami, Ksiv Morim Kitzay. It says in Yeshaya Morim and High. I guess the title Morim is on High Kitzay, which is where Hashem is. Uksiv Malon Kitzay. And it also says Malon Kitzay. Malon Kitzay is Dir Shomala. So what happened over here? Is it Marim Kitzay? It's Malon Kitzay. So Amar Yisrael Rasha. So the Sancheir said, "B'tchila Acher Dir Shomata." Beginning, I will destroy the Beit Hamikdash, which is down here. B'Acher Acher Dir Shomala. Afterwards, I will destroy the Beit Hamikdash Lamala, which is up over there. How do you do that? Either you, since you destroy the Beit Hamikdash down here, since the Beit Hamikdash is, they're right in the same spot, one on top of another, so by destroying the Beit Hamikdash down here, you're automatically going to take away from the Ashba, from the Beit Hamikdash from up in Shemayim. That's what Sancheir's plan was to do. Arishu Melevi, Maidik Siv, Ata Hamibaladei Hashem Alisi, Alamakam Azel Ashchisai. Hashem Amar Elai Elai Ela Arit, Tazoi, Sveshchisa. One second. So, like, what does it mean that Hashem went and told me to destroy it? Mahi, what's going on? The Shamal Navi, he heard that this Sancheiriv heard the Navi to come our Yan Kimas Amazes Me'ah Shiluach. The nation just got disgusted with the Me'ah Shiluach. Halchem La'at, that go slowly. Umaslis it's Ratzin Uber Mayo. They wanted to go after this king of fellow Ratzin and Pekach Ber Mayo. So Amar Beisiv Amali Gemara continues down explaining this pasuk. Amali Tagumu the high crow. After this the Taitchis pasuk lay off down on my kamar, I wouldn't have known what it means. Chalaf the Katzama Deim Achusus Beis David, which the Targum Taitchis, since the everyone got disgusted of the Malchus Beis David, the Medaber Lahayim Benayoch, that the Malchus Beis David led them peacefully. Kamei Shiluacha. Like this river, the Shiluach River, the Nagdin Benayach, which flows peacefully. Visra'iyu, and how did they teach Visra'iyu? They wanted it, they followed Viratin and Veramayo. So therefore, that was why they were destined to be destroyed. Okay. So Amr Rabbi Yechanan, Ma'adiksiv, Maras Hashem Beis Rasha. There's a curse of Hashem in the house of Rasha. V'nava tzadikim and v'ei tzadikim yivarech, and the dwelling spot of tzadikim will be gebenched. Maras Hashem beis Rasha. What? Neve is a dwelling place. Maras Hashem beis Rasha. That Pekach Ber Mayo shay oichol memsa goyzeis pekinuach tzuda. This Pekach Ber Mayo fellow, he used to eat 40. Saw these birds. He'd eat a ton of birds. The kinuach suda, which is I think kinuach suda is like an appetizer, a dessert, whatever it was, and he still wouldn't get full, which is a major. It's a curse on the fellow. He's eating tons and tons and tons, and he's never full. Nevei tzadikim yivarach. What's that? What's that pasuk talking about? Zeh chizki melch yuda. Chizki melch yuda. Shai oichel litru yarek besuda. He ate a little bit of vegetables, and he was full from that. Let's just see. One second. Let's see a few lines weiter. Let's see the Rashi. Zechein hinei Hashem mal aleihem. Since you're not listening, Hashem is gonna put on, gonna bring on you esmei hanor atzumim, this big river, barabim and great esmach Ashur. He's the king of Ashur. Ksiv techalaf Yehuda shetef avar atzav yigi. He's gonna go through the whole Yehuda and he's gonna come until the neck. Which the Gemara is gonna say. Which I think Gemara Rashi explained that. Means his rishus was El Maitami Yanish. Since he had Maisa, Hashem gave him rishus to go and destroy all the Yidin, or to take them to captives, whatever it was. So why was he talking to get all Yidin? Why was the whole army deserving to get wiped out? So the Gemara says Navi, the Navi Aseret Shvatim is Navi. The Nevuah that should be destroyed was on Aseret Shvatim. Iu Yov Daite Al Kul Yushalayim. He decided, you know what, I'm going to take care of, I'm successful or whatever, I'm going to get everybody, even Yerushalayim. And since he overstepped his boundary, before Hashem wiped him out. Let's see Rashi's over here. Ksim Marim Kitzay B'Yishaya, Ksim Marim Kitzay B'Melachim, Marim Kitzay Mashma D'Yerushal Matzik, Ksim Marim Marishayim Mekai Mikdashenu. There are Beis HaMikdash. Marim Kitzay Mashma D'Yerushal Ma'ala Beis Melainayim. Hashem Amar Elay El Aretz Mahi Hey Kama Kach Baruch Lahashvitz. Where did Hashem say that you could go and destroy? Yan Ki Mas Hash Amazel Mas Es Ratzin Ben Mayo Bistro Lashchit Es Ratzin Ben Mayo. Okay, Ma'arta Hashem Shloi Nish Nisbai wasn't full. Mikol Mashay Oichol. Everything he was eating, it still never filled him up. Litro Yerek V'Midam. A little bit of vegetables. You know, we'll stop.
I mean, why didn't the two spots go back after the...